This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope it's going to be a special day for you. Yesterday morning, I started talking about the question, how are we going to live life without having regrets? Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 33, more than anything else, put God's work first and do what he wants. I said also yesterday, wouldn't it be nice if we had a rewind button, just as we do on the TV video setup, but we don't. We've got a God of second chances, of course. And therefore, whatever regrets we might have, we can, because of God's astonishing grace, live life free from regret. But life sometimes is not easy, and we've got to make choices. Maybe, and I'm thinking going way back to 1915, Robert Frost's poem called The Road Not Taken. You might have heard of it. He writes about this. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and I'm sorry I couldn't travel both. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. A really thought-provoking poem, that one, because all life is defined by choices. Two roads, you know, which road are you going to take? And sometimes we experience regret because of the wrong road or a poor choice. Now, it could have been a choice made not by you or your parents. They might have decided, for example, the school that you attended or the friends you met, and hopefully they were good choices, good decisions. But as we get older and we realize that we won't live on this earth forever, the top regret is, I wish I had done this or that. And of all the sayings of mice and men, the saddest is, what might have been. Coming to the end of life and saying, well, I wish I had, can be a sad experience. How many people have attended a funeral or stood at the graveside of a loved one and thinking, why didn't I spend more time with that person? Why did we have those arguments and sharp words that drove us apart? And if we're going to live a life in which we leave no regrets, we certainly have got to have courage. Sometimes it means taking a risk, even if failure is an outcome. Well, at least we had a go, didn't we? Unfortunately, many of us like to play everything safe, and we're not prepared to step out into the unknown. So in those moments of regret, you might feel it's too hard to move on. And for many, admitting failure, that's the hardest thing that we can do. So what's your first reaction when you know that you've failed? Is it possibly to run away and not face up to the situation, forget it or ignore it? I think it's a fairly common reaction for many people. Or the other thing we can do is rationalize and excuse our failure. It's amazing how good we can be at finding ways to escape from blame when we have failed. It's very common to hear people to blame their failures on other people, for example, our parents, or our social status, or the bad breaks. We just never were given a chance, we say. Yes, we can, of course, find many scapegoats, and we're forced to acknowledge that, yes, we have failed. But as long as we refuse to take the responsibility and be held accountable for that, we will not really be able to recover. I think the best thing we can do is to simply admit to God that, yes, I have failed, to come with him to him with a repentant heart and find his forgiveness. For God is there, he's waiting to give us his divine forgiveness. Now, it's a hard thing and a big step to recover from failure and regret. We need to retrace our steps and find, where was it exactly that I made that big mistake? Or maybe it was a principle from the Bible that I ignored willingly. So maybe you are trying to recover from failure. So once you've faced that and you've confessed it, the next step is to understand that Jesus has the power to redeem any situation that you find in life and any regret. And I think it's great to memorize Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. One thing I do, I forget what is behind and I strain forward to what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Don't give up. Don't live in regret, because God has something better for you. Lord, that's a prayer in itself. Hear that prayer, I ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.